opinions on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott, it's Monday, the 1st of February, 7:05 in the morning. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. I don't think we have to wear a mask if we're in here together.
Well, we do. I have mine on right now, so we do have...
But we don't have to.
Well, there's a lot of things we don't have to do.
Well, I mean, you can. I don't care.
Yeah.
But it's just the two of us when other people come in.
Well, good morning, everybody. Here's the weather. A slight chance of showers today with our lows of 40, and that's overnight Monday. This morning, showers with high of 54 and overnight lows of 44. Tuesday calls for showers with a high of 54 and overnight lows of 33. And Wednesday, chance of showers with a high of 52 and mostly clear with overnight lows of 34. Thursday calls for sunny. Are you looking for the sunny days and clear on Thursday night? Yes, we are going to have one wonderful week. We appreciate those showers and the sunshine as well. Great weather ahead of us. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're doing well. And let's see, who do we have? We have Ashley at the helm. Good morning there, kiddo.
Good morning. Happy National Baked Alaska Day.
And
Serpent Day.
What day? How do you spell that?
Serpent.
Like serpent snake. Like snakes?
Slytherins are rejoicing.
Serpent.
People left me presents over the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
I noticed that. I don't know who it was.
Did you open them?
One was the Second Amendment flag over my
chair.
Oh,
cool.
And another was Trump, God, guns, and liberty or something like that. must have been left over. But,
wow.
I hear people saying that Trump's coming back in 2024. I don't even know what to think about. I think he's passed now. I think. But then again,
if I were him, I can't imagine wanting to come back.
Why would you want to come back?
He must really love the country to come back to that mess.
Or maybe, you know what?
Treat him the same.
The day that, you know, I watched him in a, there was some kind of award ceremony, President Obama was sitting up there, standing at the dais, and said, well, you know, the only thing more ridiculous than that is the idea of Donald Trump ever becoming president. And if you looked at Trump's face, his whole expression changed. And I wondered if he thought that was a challenge to accept. And then, from then on, and then became president, which mortified, of course, all the pundits and the big papers and all the news organizations, because they said he had no chance.
Interesting. I watched a documentary. I watched about two or three documentaries over the weekend, which I thoroughly enjoyed. One was called Hillbilly, and I think it and you came in towards the half of it, and it was really about the Appalachian people and how they resent being, you know, with this image of being, you know, like uneducated, two teeth, you know,
married,
like
to their sister,
right, kind of
stuff.
Thing.
Yeah.
And we both of us have, and they said there's Appalachians like in every, pretty much there are several Appalachians in America, Appalachia. But that kind of, you know, hill people, country people, coal people, it would have been my grandfather, and who was born in a coal camp. I don't even know if he had a birth certificate, but all the boys didn't graduate. They didn't go to school past eighth grade because they worked in the mines and they helped the family. And my mom still could never understand why my grandfather was so bound to his brothers, because, you know, my mom went to school and went on to leave Iowa. And then, of course, you know, later on in life, higher education was really important to her. But my grandfather could never really quite get away from this feeling of kin and having to be around his kin. So they worked the coal mines, and then later on went on to work Firestone. But the boys used to pile up. This is in Iowa. Think about, you know, when it's 30 degrees and then some below. Open truck, you know, they had the bare knuckle things that they wore, they had, and a gun, because they never knew if they were going to get, you know, attacked or rolled from the time they left from Williamson to Iowa. And that's how they lived. They lived off the land, too. They had, you know, their guns where they would shoot squirrels and eat them. And I went mushrooming with them. I never knew what mushrooming was until I went with my uncle up into the hills. And we went mushroom hunting and came back with a bunch of mushrooms. And the women, and this is where I always said, I don't want to be one of those women, little women back at home or fixing everything while the men go in and have a beer and watch TV, you know. But anyway, so that the hillbilly thing was, I'm going to go back to that because they were, this was in the bend around 2016 when a lot of those hillbilly, or the people who lived.
It was during the election the election, and because the woman doing this was gay, if I remember right.
She never came out in this
documentary. But she was from that area.
Yes.
And a lot of other people from that area, you know, I mean, she talked and interviewed, gosh, dozens and dozens of people, including her own her grandma.
And her family and her uncle, family. And they were complete Trumpers.
They were all Trump
and
people.
She just said, she said, well, I voted for Hillary. And they said, well, we still love you. But the uncle said, and they were all coal miners. And she said, what you did in that area was either worked at Walmart or you worked in the coal mines. And so this is 2016, and she had asked them, the uncle said, I've always been a Democrat, but I changed. I went down to the primaries. I changed from a Democrat to Republican because I think Trump is going to help the people. Now, this is 2016. So Carl and I, you know, we have this dream, and we talked about it yesterday, and we'll implement it, but it's going to take a year to plan, probably a year before the next election. We are going to do Free Fire Radio across America. We were going to do it last year, and then, of course, you know, for 4 months, I had an illness that's all good now, but we want to take a trailer and go to Free Fire Radio, take our show on the road every day to a different city, or small town, or whatever it is. We'd have to go through the Chamber of Commerce and the Elks and all that other stuff and plan it out and go to the people and the businesses and on the street and see in 3 years from now or 2 years from now, how's it going for you? Who'd you vote for? How do you feel about it now?
Well, you know, what they were hoping for, they believed what Trump was said was, I'm going to open up the coal mines. We're going to use coal for energy, and he did. He absolutely did that. And Biden said, "I'm going to shut you down," and he's absolutely doing that. And the gas and oil, all those guys. That's why they voted for him. You vote for somebody that's going to help your family. What is Joe Biden doing? President Joe Biden doing right now that helps those coal miners or the oil and gas workers, the thousands and thousands of people whose jobs rely on this. Kerry said that you got in the wrong job. Well, that's the guy that's in charge of that's the czar of his energy. So there's got to be, you know, it's going to be interesting this first month. He signed more, even though that Nancy Pelosi and, of course, all the Democrats, when they're out of power, say horrible things about Trump because he signed 4 executive orders in the first few days. And President Biden has signed well over 40. So I'm not quite hearing that squeal from the Democrats. Anyway, we need to take a quick break.
Well, are you looking forward to the Super Bowl coming up?
Yeah, because I really, you know, as many people found out, they weren't really New England Patriot fans. They were Tom Brady fans. And then when you add on that top of that Gronk, Gronkowski, I mean, how can you not love a guy who's 43 years old, who takes a team in his first year with a new offense and new receivers, new linemen, everybody. The only person that was familiar was Gronk. And then they takes him to the Super Bowl. I mean,
I wonder how
that.
What was the name of the other guy?
Mahomes?
No, the other guy that we used to play in the Patriots that was the threesome.
Oh, the Edelman.
Edelman.
Yeah, there's Edelman.
He's got to be chewing his arm off, you know, because you're just like want to be with your buds, and you know that there was a groove. It's like being in a different band. Okay, your bandmates leave, and now you can't make the same music. You're under contract.
What about what if Tom Terrific, the GOAT, wins this year, and then he goes, you know, I'm just going to retire. I might as well retire now. I'll be 44. I've done it all. I've gone to a new team. I've proven everything I possibly can.
I just, we have just nothing but admiration for somebody who shows to us what a complete winner, somebody devoted to the game, devoted to their family. I mean, he's a family guy, somebody who really works on themselves, makes one want to be a better person. That's what I admire. I don't know what he says off the field, but for what we see, he does things with grace. And I think that we can all learn from that, as he is a huge champion. He's gracious, and he's, he stops in the middle. It's not all about me. I want to say hello to my mom and my dad, and I love my parents. You know, I mean, he's inclusive. And he's also, from what we hear and the articles that we've read, he's very inclusive with his teammates. Like, he tries to – 20 years younger than he.
He could be the daddy of most of the team.
Daddy Brady. Daddy. That's what we're going to call him this weekend. Go, Daddy Brady.
Is it this weekend?
Yeah. I know you're kind of confused on dates, but it is.
You know what? Don't ever be wrong on a date. Don't ever be wrong on dates with your wife. Just don't do it. This is from Carl to all of you. This is from Carl to all of your listeners out there, especially
guys. I've only asked you 5 times so I can make plans.
Never, ever.
You know how it is, wives.
Never, ever.
We plan the schedule.
On a date. No. Be off one day.
I think it's more important to never disagree with your wife on a date. Even if she may be incorrect in your world, don't disagree with her.
Why are you leaving today? Well, honey, I know that you kept telling me I was leaving tomorrow, but really it's today. Here's my ticket.
No, you plan a whole thing. You plan a whole thing around, like, okay, now this is like, put it in your calendar, keep talking about it, and it happens to be a whole week later.
I have to admit that every time you brought up this thing about being gone for Valentine's Day, I would say, okay.
Yeah.
And I go,
yeah, get over it.
But it was never
you were like, big deal, it's another day.
It never seemed right to me because I knew that wasn't the date. I had no idea really what you were talking about, and I was confused.
Yep.
I was, you know.
Well, I have it in my calendar, and I plan things around it. But anyway, that's a good stuff. Anyway, we got
to
go.
As soon as we finish this break, since we go to this break, after we talk about sleeping so well.
Oh, my goodness.
On our sleep number.
Oh, boy, did I just worship. I worship my sleep number bed. Our sleep number bed this weekend. I mean, I'm just so appreciative of the fact I went to bed early. I was all about, I'm going to get sleep. I need it. We've had a total stressful week before that. We definitely, it's invigorating. Sleep is essential to be able to keep your cognitive skills, sharp. And it's healing, especially right now. Everywhere you turn, it's COVID this, it's mask that, it's like someone dip a bit. So your COVID, your mattress and what you sleep on, your sleep number bed is essential, in my opinion, for your health.
Okay. And my sleep number setting is 55. And Linda's sleep number setting is?
I set mine down last night on my own before I went to bed to 45. My sleep number setting is 45. There you go.
We have to say that. Right now, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss the weekend special. Save $1,000 on Queen Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Special edition smart beds, plus free premier delivery and setup when you add a base. Each Monday. Oh, it ends Monday. I'm sorry. Only at Sleep Number stores or at sleepnumber.com. And, of course, the Sleep Number store is over in the Target Shopping Center. So stop in there. Don't go online. Stop at our local store where they hire local people and they pay local taxes. Head on to the Sleep Number store. Good people in there. Find out why we love this bed so much. We'll be right back.
Wasn't down at the hunting club, 'cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working man. God and guns keep us strong. That's what this
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Raiding Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Raiding Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
And good morning and welcome back to KCNR on this Monday morning. Oh my gosh, when you look outside, it's a beautiful day. You see the clouds moving through. We're going to have about 80% chance of showers today with our highs of 54 and overnight lows of 44. Of course, yesterday was beautiful. We could see the snow-capped mountains over Lassen. Absolutely gorgeous. Welcome back to the show and good Monday morning to you. You know what it is? The first.
The first of February.
Which also happens to be Great American Pies Month, Heart Month, Library Lovers Month, Self-Check Month, and Bake for the Family Fun Month.
Oh, Bake for the Family Fun. Does that ring a bell for you?
Me? No. Yeah.
Oh.
I do bake for family fun, but that particular phrase does not ring a bell.
Oh, okay.
But you, I was going to say you bake all the time.
Yes, I do. Yeah. I enjoy my baking.
Okay. Mm.
Hey,
we do too.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute and is fully accredited chest pain center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. Stop it. Just stop it. Stop. Act at least half your age. Oh, no. Act a third
what
of your age.
Do you want to talk about?
I'm going to talk about Oregon has just decriminalized all drugs.
They lost the war on drugs.
They surrendered. They capitulated.
Oregon.
Oregon. And what it is, if I've read the article right, they've decriminalized all drugs. And the idea behind this is instead of putting so many people in jail for possession of drugs, not distribution, but just possession, that they're offering them treatments in rehab centers and not jail time. That you can get a $100 fine, but that will go away. In other words, if you don't want to go to jail for possession, and I'm sure there's nuances to this law. This just is kind of like from a when you read the paper, you're never sure that everything is supposed to be in there is. Anyway, it's a $100 fine. If they catch you with it, however, you get that money back, or they forget the fine if you go to a rehab program. The whole idea behind this is that you go to rehab, get yourself back online instead of putting you in jail. I think that, and see, here's the part that I don't understand. We offer druggies that all the time. People that, well, call them whatever you want, but people that with drug problems that have been arrested and they're in jail, and they offer them all the time, let's get you into a program.
Right.
And you're not going to go to jail if you go to the program. And they offer it to everybody here. I mean, every time you talk to the DA, the sheriff, the chief of police, other people, they're there. They're standing there with trying to help people that are on drugs, and they choose not to. Okay, so what if you're in Oregon and they say, okay, we've caught you with you're shooting up heroin. Gosh, you know what? We don't want you to go to jail. We want to put you into a rehab. And he goes, no. Do they still put him in jail then? Or do they just turn him loose? I'm not sure on that. I'm going to go back and research that. Maybe one of our producers can go back in there.
You know, the thing that comes to my mind, and I'm curious from our listeners as well, the fabric of our society. If we go back 40 or 50 years ago and think about, you know, what if for people it was important to be clean, it was important to, you know, your studies were important. It was important to be a good member of upholding. And then there were those people who were just the criminals, the kind of the hardened criminals. That would have been considered at that time bank robbers. You didn't see people or hear about people begging on the street. If so, the church took care of them. So the fabric of our society, there's been a slow unraveling of what is acceptable. And I just don't know, Carl, can I just get any? Okay, so I am going to switch forward and tell you that I talked with a healthcare professional at length last night who talked about different hospitals in the country that can't keep doctors, specifically Oregon, Seattle, New York, some places, many places.
New Jersey.
Where doctors are either dying, fleeing, leaving, or retiring, just getting out. But number one, is it just COVID related? No. What is it related? It's just that there's burnout. She said a lot of burnout is going on.
Yeah. Well,
she said it's almost like a buyer's market.
Oh, if you're a doctor and you want to work, and you can go and work in some of these places for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks at a time, and make a boatload of money. The other thing about it is that with all the rules and regulations, I mean, we have members of our family that are in that are in the medical profession, and they say it. It's just, it has become an onerous. It's just onerous. All the paperwork you have to do, things that they've added on. Something used to have 20 parts to it has 300 parts to it now. I mean, and then, as you say, as they're getting older, and we aren't turning out doctors as fast as we could because of a law that had been passed back in the 80s, limiting the amount of federal funding to help doctors get through school. So we're always short that way. And then because of the cost of getting through medical school and all this, they have a tendency to get into specialties as opposed to general. I mean, it's just, it's not going to get any better. And she's absolutely right that doctors are just, they're just pulling the plug and saying, you know, I can, you know, I've got enough and I can retire now. Or I'm going to shift this into another area of the country where things are a lot less crazy. I think that's part of it. You can leave Portland and Seattle because things are crazy there.
Yeah.
Or New York, things are crazy there. So or the LA. And you could go to St. George, Utah, and have a practice that pays you maybe not as much, but still pays you well, and you don't have the craziness.
Yeah, you can enjoy the what it is to practice medicine because it is a craft and it is an honor, and it's something, there's a code and all of that. Anyway, we do have to take a quick break. You've got a really interesting next 30-minute program coming up.
Whether you're a hunter or not, it's something that you probably need to take, kind of listen to about the government. Again, stepping in to do things. 7:31 in the morning here on the 1st of February. Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Get game day ready with Black Bear Diner. Their family meals to go make perfect party platters for your game day crowd. Choose a party favorite such as chicken strips or cheeseburger sliders, new for the big game. And add a platter of golden onion rings for just $10.99. Visit BlackBearDiner.com to start your order. Look for family meals to go. Pre-order starting Thursday, February 4th.
Black Bear Diner.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now, and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
From the Pacific Justice Institute. This is The Legal Edge.
Democracy Prep Charter School in Las Vegas, Nevada, is being sued by a senior for violating his First and 14th Amendment rights. You see, William Clark was directed to unlearn his Judeo-Christian values or suffer failing grades and no graduation.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
We're going on a bear hunt.
We're going on a bear hunt.
I've got my binoculars.
I've got my binoculars.
I'm not scared.
I'm not scared.
Ooh, look at that tall, wavy grass.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Phone lines here are 605-4567, Carl Linda Bott. Thinking about purchasing an electric car, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Up to $20,000, I saw. Hey, I saw something on Facebook. Yes, I'm off Facebook, but occasionally I'll read Facebook, but I don't put any comments in there. You don't know how hard that is. I mean, really. It is extremely hard not to put comments in there. So what I do, though, is if there's been, if somebody's commented on something for Free Rough Fire Radio. But I just saw something in there from a gent named Brian Kinsey. And it just kind of struck home here. And I know Brian because Brian took me down the myself and I think it was Chuck Kenny down the Sacramento fishing. I had just a great time. In fact, that photo is on the front of my phone with one of those huge trout I caught. Huge. Well, huge by my standards. It could be like medium for others. He's over there laughing.
You caught a huge trout?
A huge trout. I've got a photo, in fact. And yeah. if you take it, like you push it right in front of you, it's even bigger.
Yeah.
You know, when you take the photo.
And nobody's better than Kinsey's Family Guide Service, I'll tell you that.
That's right. And then, of course, Ted Leidy's with me because this is about bear hunting and the attempt to outlaw bear hunting. So, Brian, can you give us some background on this?
Yeah. So I'll start by saying that I did ask Ted to come down here and join me in the podcast, and I also asked Bill Gaines from Government Relations to call in also and kind of make sure that it gets articulated correctly. However, SB 252 was introduced two weeks ago, to ban bear hunting in California, which, to be completely honest, I am absolutely confused. I just do not understand the bill. I do not understand the thinking behind it. If you love animals like hunters do and like non-hunters do, then you cannot let SB 252 pass because it is a detriment to bears.
So SB 252 was introduced by Senator Wiener of San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's no relation to the other Wiener.
No.
Okay.
But it would ban all bear hunting in the state of California. Now, I'm going to tell you this right now, and this is going to surprise people. I've never shot at a bear.
I've never hunted bears.
I've hunted them with Brian, and I've been on many bear hunts where other people shot bears. So I buy a bear tag every year, but I just don't do it. Do it actively.
I've never hunted a bear.
So I put into the system every year $49 or whatever a bear tag is, but I never hunt. But just because it's not high on my list. So I'm not here because I'm a bear hunter and this is going to do something to me. Brian is a professional guide. Not only is he a fishing guide, but a national fishing guide and a very good one, but he's also a hunting guide. So this is going to affect him. It's going to affect his family. And when you look at bills like SB 252, it really does affect not only human beings, but the animal itself, because we've been managing these animals for at least 100 years in the state of California, and hunting is a management tool, right? They say a biologist goes, he does a wildlife population survey, he says, look, here's what the habitat can support. It's not Brian's fault, not my fault, all of our fault, because we develop human buildings and human habitat and bear habitat, so they have less to eat, right? So a biologist says, here's how much habitat we have left, and let's say the Greater Tahoe Basin. Here's how many bear you should take out of it. because otherwise they're going to starve to death. And not only will they starve to death, but...
Or they're going to come down, they're going to start going to encroaching.
Well, that's already happening.
And you're already going to have, and then you're going to have even more problems.
That's already happening.
Right.
You know, in the Greater Tahoe Basin, you must use a bear box for all your trash, because otherwise it'll get scattered everywhere because the bears are starving to death. So...
Well, let's go back to something you said. From what I read, and I think from Brian, was that there's more, we've got more black bears in California. We're like the third largest population of black bears.
Oh, of course.
Outside of Alaska, and I'm not sure the other one.
I actually, so some of the statistics on the CDFW's website are a little older and a little tougher to get. I remember researching, I think it was 8, 9, maybe 10 years ago, where there was an estimated 44,000. And they're the ones that posted in there that it was the fourth largest in the lower 48. But there is a lot of other people that believe that it is even greater than that, and we are even up on the list. I also wanted to make one other note that Ted had brought up. I do own a family guide service. I do come up number one on bear hunts in California, if you were to Google it. But in all honesty, this isn't really about me at all. I could care less if I do another bear hunt. If I could take you fishing and you fishing every day on the week, that would be wonderful. Bear hunting is extremely tough. They're 98% nocturnal. It's not a high success rate. But my clients still book it. They still want to do it. They still want to go out in the woods with me. They want to see what goes on. They just absolutely love it. But this, honestly, is not about me. If Wiener brought SB 252 to me and said, hey, how about you don't guide bear anymore, and I'll take this bill off the table, I would shake his hand and walk away right now. That it really is not about me and my business, because we're very modest, very small. When you get right down to the crux, it is unhealthy. It is sickening, because what people don't know in other arenas of California is that I also have – I'm a state-licensed trapper. I'm not a paid by the state or the Department of Ag, but I have my trapping license. I have been assigned as an agent to depredate mountain lion and bear before. And guess what? When we depredate, we do not get to give the meat away. We have to bury it. No hide, no meat, no nothing. So if you look right in the first paragraph of his law that he has written, it is that they will increase the amount of depredating. So basically, you know, a hunter can't hunt it and shoot it and eat it and use it and respect that animal. Instead, we're going to increase the amount of depredating that happens, and we are going to bury and hide the bear. That's what I have to do. That's why I always try to talk people out of calling fishing game or the biologist. I said, if you have a bear problem, can you wait until hunting season? Because I got people that love bear meat that will love to hunt these bears. So I just wanted to make that.
Well, you know, comment. The thing about it is, if you're going to, if it's because, if the reasoning behind it isn't because, I don't think, that we're losing bears. I mean, in the bear population, it's, when it gets down to it, it's just like, I want you to stop hunting because I don't like it.
Right. Oh, no, that's 100% it. He's taken the management of the resource, the management of the species, the lives of those animals in his own hands, in his pen, and wrote it. And he basically signed a death warrant for them, because they'll starve off. I mean, it will take years and years and years for them to die of disease and parasites, because they're just going to overpopulate. Not only that, but whenever you take the science, you know, let's follow the science. Everyone loves that term now, right? Whenever you take the science out of decision making, you affect lots of species. You affect the deer herd. The deer herd in California is already decimated because of poor leadership as far as mountain lion and other management processes go, right?
Yeah.
So,
and if you don't know this, you need to go back and study it, because when you did away with hunting mountain lions, a mountain lion will kill, what, one a week? A deer.
That is correct.
The equivalent of one a week
per
lion.
So the trickle-down effect is a fawn mortality rate is directly linked to bear predation. So the more bears, the more dead deer you have, the less deer population. Now, irresponsible management or irresponsible leadership also costs us money. $1.4 million last year was spent on bear tags, on an exploding population. I mean, we've got to do it.
And then the $1.4 million, since you can't hunt bear anymore, means that's $1.4 million that doesn't go into the habitat, into research, into helping bears.
Well, and
other wildlife.
And to paying employees of the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, which is where that goes.
Which is already short people, from what I understand.
Right. And so it does hurt us. It does hurt us. And, you know, of course, we're in a game of inches. Everything's a game of inches. Every time you sign a bill that costs the state money, they go back to the people to get that money. It's not like they lay off, you know, 50 workers. They go back to the people to get the money.
They don't do that because everybody in state, federal, city, and county are essential.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. So they're going to, you know.
We got to take a quick break here. What we're talking about is State Bill
252
or Senate Bill 252, and it's going to end bear hunting. And that's get over the fact that it's going to end bear hunting. What it's going to do is put a death sentence on thousands of bears that would live ordinarily if there was hunting, if the money was put into the programs, and if the wildlife were managed. But with a stroke of a pen, as Ted just said, Senator Wiener is taking that away from the California Fish and Game.
Right.
I mean, who are the – excuse me, they are the experts.
That's what they do.
All right. Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell is just a whirlwind of information and helping and assistance for people that need it with both insurance and financial. What's going on with GameStop? Why don't you give Judy a call and let her explain that to you? You know, that, but especially your insurance. She's been helping people, families, seniors, business owners, and veterans since 1993. Give them a call at 221-0441. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with Brian Kinsey and Ted Leidy.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
I'm Lee Hole.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm here with Ted Leidy, owner of Northern Firearms Instruction, and Brian Kinsey, who is the owner of Kinsey Guide Service. And on the line we have Bill Gaines from Gaines Associates Public Affairs. Am I close?
Government relations firm.
Bill.
That's correct.
Okay.
Gaines Associates Government Relations. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning,
Bill. It's Ted Leidy, man. Good to hear from you. I haven't talked to you in a while. Good.
Hey, we've got Ted, of course, and Brian Kinsey with us. And we're talking about SB 252. And ending bear hunting in California. Can you give us a little insight on this?
Absolutely. Senate Bill 252 was introduced just late last Monday night, a week ago today, by Senator Wiener out of San Francisco. This bill is just a flat-out ban on the hunting of bears, the trapping of bears, or any type of take of bears in California short of depredation permits. Now, we went through a similar drill two years ago with bobcats, and, of course, we lost the ability to hunt bobcats in California. Well, bears are – that was a tough loss right there, but bears are a completely different story. This is a species that totally must be managed here in California. This bill would take away the ability to manage them in any way other than depredation permits. It's a public safety travesty.
Well, I mean, from what I understand, too, is deprivation, of course, means laying waste to the animals, that the only people that can hunt them then are the – I guess landowners can hunt them if they can prove that they've destroyed – livestock or other things, but after that, it's just the wild, or not the wild, but the employees of the fish and wildlife.
That's correct, and you have to get a depredation permit by the Department of Fish and Wildlife. They have to come out, check things out, make sure that it's a legitimate request, and as you mentioned, all the meat from that bear goes to waste.
And actually, if I can interrupt here, Bill, I'm assuming you know this. The Department of Ag Trappers is a close friend of mine and several wardens and biologists, and somehow they slipped in or it moved that there has to be two incidents now, which is pretty insane right now, because if a mountain lion kills somebody's livestock, let's say a goat, and they call the biologist and fish and game out, it now requires it to happen twice. And guess what? We have so many little, you know, predators and fox and coyotes and bears. A lion will kill, eat his portion. Then normally they come back. But in California, for the most part, that animal is stripped and gone by the next day because of bears coming in and eating them, et cetera, et cetera. So for a livestock owner to call Fish and Game or a biologist and say, hey, they're killing my livestock, can you help me? It now actually has to happen twice.
Yeah, I don't know if it has to happen twice or not. I do know that the Department of Fish and Wildlife, when it comes to depredation permits on any species, has really upped the game. Bear depredation permits used to be fairly easy to get. That is not the case anymore. I personally just got one. About 2 months ago, a friend of mine that grows grapes up here in El Dorado County had a bear that was just ravaging his grape crop, and these are some of the grapes that were left on the vine because he couldn't sell them all due to the fire and the smoke and so forth. But he was coming in, this bear was coming in and ripping his grapes apart. So I helped him contact the department. They had to come out. They gave him a real close look to make sure that it was a legitimate request, and they did. They did issue a depredation permit for us to go get that bear. So I don't know if the two incidences is accurate or not, but I will tell you that it is not easy to get a bear depredation permit in California anymore.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that I hunt, first of all, and fish, but I never hunted bear. And the fact is that I've always trusted the wildlife, the game and fish people, to do the studies and take the money I give to but through tags and licenses and other things, that they've got a really good idea on it. And from what I understand, the Fish and Wildlife Department is saying that this isn't needed. Am I wrong on that?
That what isn't needed now?
That this Senate bill is not needed.
Oh.
that they're not really supporting this bill. Is that true?
Well, I've had a lot of discussions with Fish and Wildlife leadership on this. I can't mention any names, but I'll tell you that they absolutely oppose this bill. But here's the way the process works in California. They work for the governor of the state. They cannot take a public position on legislation, you know, in California state legislature unless that's approved by the governor. That means they have to go to the governor, they have to request an opposed position on this bill, and the governor has to grant them an opposed position on this bill, and that flat out does not happen very often. We're urging them very strongly to do that, you know, but we haven't got an approved position, you know, for the department to oppose this bill just yet. Frankly, it likely won't happen.
Well, has anybody thought about trapping a bear and dropping it off in Senator Wiener's backyard?
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because there's 40 Senate districts in California. 39 of the 40 have bears in them. 39 of the 40 have public safety incidences with bears. They have damage from bears. They have livestock loss from bears, you know, beekeeper loss from bears, timber loss. I could go on and on and on. 39 of the 40 Senate districts in California have that. The only one that doesn't is Senator Wiener's district, who basically represents downtown San Francisco and Daly City.
Well, we could work on this. So, but is that right? I had no idea that 39 out of 40 have bears.
Except for his.
And he's the one.
He's the one proposing on it.
Jeez.
That'll give you a good idea about
what can
how
we
they
do?
Think.
What can we do?
Well, I'll tell you, the best thing that the hunting community and the wildlife community out there, you know, can do on this bill is writing letters to the senator from San Francisco. If you're not one of his constituents, if you don't live in his district, he's not going to mean squat.
Right.
I mean, he just doesn't care, you know, for the interests and concerns of people that live outside his district. You know, but what the listeners can do on this radio show is contact your Senate and Assembly representatives. Now, this is a Senate bill, so it'll be first heard on the Senate side. So the main thing is reach out to your senator, write him or her a letter, contact him via email. If you've got a personal relationship, pick up the phone, call him, meet him for a cup of coffee, whatever, and ask him to strongly oppose this legislation. And then ask him or her to reach out to Senator Wiener and ask Senator Wiener to pull the bill from consideration. In other words, this bill won't be heard until early to mid-March at the earliest. It was introduced fairly early. The bill introduction deadline isn't even until the 19th of this month. And it's got to be in print for 30 days before it can be heard. So it'll be the middle, probably, of next month before this bill is even heard. It hasn't been referred to committee yet. You know, so we have some time to reach out to the senator who introduced it and ask him to pull the bill. And some of the arguments that they can use is, first of all, the legislature is under direction to focus on COVID-related issues and issues that are of urgency to the California public right now. This bill is not one of them. You know, a bear hunting ban has nothing to do with COVID. It is certainly not urgent as far as the public is concerned, unless you live in Tahoe in some of these areas, right? You know, and of course, then it would only you know, impact your ability to manage bears. This is what we need to do.
Bill, we've got to run here. We've got a hard break here at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
But you've given up a lot of information. We've already talked to Brian and Ted about this. And so what we're doing is urging everybody to go to Senator Brian Daley and tell him how you oppose this and ask him to help, you know, reach out to other senators to break this thing. Break this chain of custody, you might say.
I posted at usgunpro.com. You can sign the petition at change.org.
That's right. You know what? This is, you know, you understand where, you know, people get this Bambi complex going too far, and this is just going to have a detrimental impact on bears, and they just don't see it. Anyway, Bill, thank you so much for being here, and Brian and Ted.
Thanks, Bill. Take care, buddy.
Okay, hey, we got a break for the news, and we're coming back with the joy of the empire.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Biden's call for bipartisan support of a COVID-19 rescue package gets a test later today when he sits down with 10 Senate Republicans. The GOP lawmakers have countered with a smaller, more targeted aid bill as Democrats appear ready to push through without Republican support. Jared Bernstein is on the President's Council of Economic Advisors.
Look, the American people really couldn't care less about budget process, whether it's regular order, bipartisanship, whether it's filibuster, whether it's reconciliation. They need relief, and they need it now.
Also appearing on Fox News Sunday, Republican Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana said he doubts the president and Democrats are serious about being bipartisan.
You want the patina of bipartisanship, but you want to stick it and ram it through. So that's not unity.
The $600 billion GOP proposal is about one-third the size of the president's nearly $2 trillion package. In California, new coronavirus cases and hospitalizations have declined rapidly in the last 2 weeks. That's the good news, but the state's death toll remains high with more than 3,800 in the last week. Across the globe, South Africa is dealing with high infection rates, and World Health Organization spokeswoman Margaret Harris says vaccines are desperately needed there.
We've got countries with very, very serious outbreaks like South Africa that we need to see the vaccination start in.
The Northeast is bracing for blizzard conditions as a major storm moves in. It could dump well over a foot of snow in many areas. Nintendo is reporting its profit nearly doubled between April and December as people around the world stayed home during the pandemic and turned to playing video games. Wall Street, the Dow is up 62 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Thousands of Russians have been taking part in unauthorized protests to demand the release of the jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
The number of detentions across Russia breaks all records, with well over 5,000 people arrested on Sunday just for turning out to protest. The Kremlin spokesman today denounced the protest as illegal and claimed there were many hooligans among the crowd, so Russian police, he said, were simply doing their job. But this standoff isn't over. Alexei Navalny's team have called protesters onto the streets again tomorrow when the opposition politician is due in court for a hearing that could see him sent to prison for several years. His supporters call that move shameful and absolutely politically motivated.
That's the BBC's Sarah Rainsford reporting from Moscow. Chicago's mayor wants teachers on the job today with students back in classrooms tomorrow, but last-minute negotiations with the teachers' union have stalled. News and analysis at townhall.com. Countries and world leaders are speaking out against the military takeover in Myanmar. Japan's foreign minister is expressing serious concern, and top officials in the European Union are condemning the military's actions. Larry Jagan, an analyst in the region, says he does not think the large numbers arrested in the coup are in extreme danger at this point.
I don't believe that those who are arrested need to fear for their lives, but they certainly need to fear for their safety and security. I think that what the military want to do is really force them into capitulation.
Myanmar's military announced it will hold a new election at the end of a one-year state of emergency declared today when it seized control of the country. The U.S. says it's alarmed by the developments in Myanmar. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Did I already say that? With Carl Lindebot?
No.
605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com today, the 1st of February, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts there. And Ashley's at the helm with 12 different types of days it is.
It is National Freedom Day and National Get Up Day.
Freedom Day. Freedom! Hey, and Linda,
and you got to get up to get down.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And by the way, the people calling in wanting to know what that address was, it's usgunpro.com. Usgunpro.com gets you there so you can sign the petition to stop Senate Bill 252.
Which is what?
It eliminates all bear hunting. Oh. In California.
Oh.
Just stops it. Hmm. Without, you know, and the fish and wildlife are against this. Totally. Because
they believe in culling.
Yeah, they're going to be culling, which means that they still hunt them down and kill them, but you can't use the meat, you can't do anything. And it's going to lose $1.4 million
We're all about preservation, and we believe in, you know, like with, you know, before we go into, you know, we've got to enjoy here. We get to give them their hour.
we
live in a place, and we used to remember when we became members of Ducks Unlimited, is that the preservation of wildlife areas and something, you know, I really, you know, when we belong to the Safari Club International, and that doesn't mean we're going to go off to Africa and kill zebras. We just believe in that. Sometimes in situations that you cull the herd or you cull the situations in order to preserve the growth of the future. It's kind of like you tend your garden. You know, sometimes you have to get rid of the. I know it's just ugly when you think about it, but if you can think on a scientific and biologically. In those terms, it does make sense. Anyway.
It makes sense all the time. It makes sense in every... You know what? Unfortunately, we as humans, we're encroaching all the time.
Yes.
So, you know, so animals end up dying from starvation or they get, you know...
It wouldn't be so bad if humans were cold once in a while.
Well, we do. It's called COVID.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds horrible, and I don't really mean it, but you know what? I mean, really, there's too many of us.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios. Let me do a quick update on the weather. Slight chance of showers today. If you look outside, it's not raining right now, but we do have 80% chance... Let me just get my little glasses a little 20% chance of showers today with our highs of 54 and overnight lows of 44. Now, tomorrow calls for 60% chance of showers with a high of 54, overnight lows of 33. And Wednesday, 30% chance of showers with the 52, cloudy, mostly clear on Wednesday night. And according to this forecast, Thursday looks like sunny with a high of 60. And Friday, sunny with a high 65. And then we go through the weekend. Saturday and Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, Sunday with a high near 66. So you may be able to go outside and watch the game in your outside kitchen barbecue area. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
We're here with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey of Enjoy.
Good morning. First of all, happy February 1st.
Yes. First of all, I'd like to report that your Timmy tried to take over two shows. Because Timmy turns himself on with rap music. Music starts during our show of Trish Clark and I. First of all, I thought it was...
I was going to say it's probably usually loud because the kids come into the store and turn him on.
I said, where in the heck is that coming from? And we're looking at phones. We're looking at our desk. We all turned and looked at Timmy.
Yeah.
And Timmy was like, just really going for
it. There a word that you used?
And so we
it must have something triggered it because you have to usually say Timmy. So it must have heard that and then heard some other word.
Oh, maybe it was like to me when you're talking about, to me, this really means it to me. Like, okay.
We went over and took a video and and mooned you. So when you see it, we mooned it. And,
nice.
But then I unplugged it. I thought, okay, we're okay
now.
No. The next show I was coming on that, Timmy lit up again.
Yeah.
So now Timmy's in the other room.
Yes, I heard.
Timmy's been put into the back. Yes,
Timmy's currently in quarantine because we're not sure what turns Timmy on.
But
then again, Timmy's a young robotic guy, so I guess anything could turn him on.
What a trip it was, because you had him right over here on the backside of my right shoulder, and I remember turning around like, what is he? He's probably gathering every piece of information. He's gathering the bickering between the, you know, everything that we say in between. And,
does it
you
do
know,
that?
It could, but he wasn't. No.
Well, how would we
then
know
we
that?
Know what?
It comes on by himself.
Well, he was triggered by some verbal command.
Oh.
That you know, just didn't know happened.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, let's get down to business here. I'm holding two different publications now. And of course, we're always here to talk about Enjoy the Store and Enjoy the Magazine, issue 173. It is the February edition called Let Love Grow. Of course, there's a wonderful young couple on the front embracing with wonderful smiles. This is the
February issue of love.
Absolutely. And then the second print of volume one, which is really super cool, you guys. Not everybody's going to get this, like when you get your Enjoy magazine delivered to your business or to your store, but this is called The City Guide to Redding, California. Different businesses, restaurants, mortgage, boutiques, anything.
So this is a new piece that's going to be biannual for us at this point, and this is our first stab at it, and we've had a lot of support from a lot of really great businesses that are participating. It's a totally different format than Enjoy. It's not, how do I say it? The whole piece, technically, if you can imagine, is advertising, but it's done in a way where it's an advertorial. So basically what it is they all look like articles, and it's supported by our digital version. So you'll look at a page, you'll get a blurb on the business and the owner, and then it says, for more information, go to the website, which then the website extends the story. And then it'll be built out digitally. We'll have video, and Rhonda's already working on pulling a lot of venture kind of articles and things that will go into it, because this is supposed to be a guide to the area and kind of hand select all the great things and people and hyper focus on it. It's a completely different beast than Enjoy.
I love the fact what this is if somebody's looking, what's going on in Redding.
Mm-hmm.
This talks about, you know, people where like the bees and the your Joy magazine, the bees and things that are made and craftsmen and teachers and that kind of thing. What's cool about this is that if somebody's looking like, well, what's really, this is a great magazine to send somebody. Why should I live in Reading?
Yes.
What kind of things do they have there?
Yes.
You know, this
and
is,
anybody can get a copy of it. You can get it at the store. Mm-hmm. But what we've done is distribution is going to places where it's leaving the area to attract people.
Mm-hmm.
And then each person that participated gets a case of roughly 100 to be able to distribute how they see fit for their own business as well.
That's fantastic.
Mailing out, that kind of thing.
Right.
This is also something that we're trying to work with and get into, like EDC and, you know,
well, it's beautiful.
Yeah, packages that will go out for people that are looking.
I like that.
Yeah.
And we all know that we've heard many times it's the wives that make the decisions. And
true.
Or the wives of the doctors.
Yeah.
Or the wives of the businessmen or whatever of why they would like to come to, you know, move their families from where they are when they get an incredible offer and opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And when you read about you know, when the headlines are nothing but negative about your town from a newspaper, it's beautiful to see something like this that like
from
goes
your,
into
from your own newspaper
from your
from
own
local
well
newspaper.
You know, really, is it okay? So that's what we love about this. Anyway, so welcome back to the show. We're going to have to take a break. We're here with Enjoy, which is our always the first Monday of the month. Isn't it funny that it falls on the first day of February? As we talk about the 173rd issue, Let Love Grow. Boy, do we need that. So happy to have you guys here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, one of my places. It's one of my favorite places because they've been with us. I had my wedding. We had our engagement and our wedding rings made by Four Winds Jewelry. We've been married now 13 years together, almost 15.
Doesn't seem like it.
I know. Just fly by. And
like
so
40.
We've been going to them for all this time because we know what kind of love and passion they put into their projects, and they've been loyal. So we like to be loyal back to them. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Did the Reading summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh.
Better call Mako. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Mako and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Mako for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Mako, 226-0992.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now. 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out valid through March 20th.
Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply.
Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning, the 1st of February, 8:20 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Coachmaster Windshield Repair. Sometimes I get going.
It's the mask.
My lips can't keep up. It is the mask.
You don't have enough oxygen.
Because I think that's it. You know, if I'm talking fast and I'm breathing in my own oxygen and then the carbon dioxide gets to my head. No, I'm not going any further with that. I think that's a urban myth. Yeah. But Crackmaster Windshield Repair, owned by Jeff Wurst. It's a veteran-owned business that truly is from the old school. He will fix your windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. Guarantee his work. He does not take chances with the safety of your family. That's Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Call him at 241-8373 for an appointment or stop by 3208 South Market Street. Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Well, good morning and welcome back to our show again. As Carl said, and brought into the 1st of February here, and we have Rondeval Alvey and James Masada. You know, we're looking inside the magazine because we usually like to cover things, but do you mind if we highlight to start off the show that you've talked about it, but now we're seeing the official introducing the Redding branded goods with a heart for the people at the Enjoy store. And this is the first time I'm seeing the logo.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about it for sure. This has been my love and passion for a long time. So 2021 is the year of execution for Enjoy.
Mm.
We have had lots and lots of things, ideas, and things that we've wanted to do for a long time. Right, Rhonda?
Oh, yeah.
And we just, because we're so small and fierce little battles and, you know, we're little warriors, it's taken us a long time to finally get to a point where we just are like, we have to start executing, right? So one of the passions that I've had for a long time since we opened the store is, you know, we get a lot of people that come in from outside the area or people that are here locally that want to send wonderful gifts and things to people outside the area, but quite often they want them branded with Redding, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and most of everything in our store is locally, regionally made, but quite often it's just a product, an artisan product. I don't mean it's just a product, but an artisan product, and it doesn't have any type of branding on it. So we took it upon ourselves to create a new brand of goods to be sold in Enjoy Store that are for those that are looking for things that say Redding on them. So the company itself that we started is called Redding Goods Company. And we are building out a plethora of goods, and we're partnering with lots of local regional producers to make the products for us. And so we just launched with a olive oil, a balsamic, two jams, five different types of pistachios, and we have two candles that were for our winter section. One's called Cinnamon Crumb, and the other one's called First Snow.
Mm.
And we've already sold out of First Snow.
Mm-hmm.
We have a few Cinnamon Crumb. We're working on our spring candle. We have two of our pistachios out right now. One is just garlic, and the other one is jalapeno. But we also have, I think, a lemon chili. We have a roasted salted. I can't remember the last one off the top of my head. And then we're launching with two jams. One's a strawberry raspberry, and the other one's a southern peach. Mm. Our olive oils are, you know, grown and are extra virgin right here in the North Valley. Our balsamics are 25-year barrel aged.
Wow.
So they're premium. They're the really thick, luscious ones that you're used to that people just really love. So we also are working right now on coffee. So we have a coffee producer. And we also are working on signature Redding chocolates. So this is a giving brand. We developed this obviously just because we wanted to, and we think that Redding is a cool place and really needs to have its own official brand of products. But also, we're using it as a charitable brand. So what we're looking to do is create a program where nonprofits can nominate to us individuals, that need, something, right? Let's say for it's a mom and she needs tires on her car. We'll go out with the Enjoy brand and maybe go to a tire company and say, hey, are you willing to put tires on her car at cost? We pay for it through the funds that are generated from the sale of Redding goods. They are participating by giving it to us at cost. So they're not losing any money, but they're giving it to us at a rate that's helping somebody. And then we'll be able to write maybe a story in the magazine about the company that chose to help us.
Oh, I love that.
So it's kind of real synergistic.
Yes, yes.
You know? So for every product that is purchased at the Enjoy store with Redding Brands goods, percentage goes into a fund to do that kind of work.
And everything you've got here that's marked Redding is local. I mean, within a certain area here, like you said, the olive oil is here in the North Valley.
Yep, this comes from groves that are in, like, the Corning area.
Uh-huh. And the pistachios, must be around
Valley
here.
Grown.
Uh-huh. Valley grown. Mm-hmm. And then even the candles.
The candles made for us by a person in Chico.
Yeah. See, that's – and so when you're buying something from the Redding goods company, mm-hmm. you're buying local stuff and you're helping to keep the money here.
Yeah.
This is not like you're bringing candles in from China.
No.
Well, you guys would never do. But here's the
no,
thing.
No, but people need to hear that.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
This is all local stuff.
Everything really for you has always been local, but it's nice to reiterate and bring that into the focus.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing that crosses my mind as you're telling your story about how the execution of the dreams and your plans is that the blessing, if there could be a blessing in what's happening in our world and what's happened with the COVID shutdown and the COVID challenges, is that there's more time, because I was thinking of this myself. You know, how many events did we have constantly doing to help support? That's what makes Redding so beautiful as well. And how many Enjoy, when there were silent auctions, how many Enjoy baskets and goods that you gave and distributed? I think at one time you were telling me it was in the hundreds of thousands of dollars with the product that you gave mm-hmm. from your store to these fundraisers. So now that a lot of this stuff hasn't been going on, like events that have been canceled, such as like Crab Feed, et cetera, the Go Red Luncheon, a lot of those things.
So now we're giving to lots of online digital events.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. But it also frees up the time to be able to bring forward this kind of, you know, the things that you're talking about, your own line, as well as this city guide.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You've been talking about
really
this
like
for
the
some
city
time.
Guide. I really mm-hmm. like the city guide.
That's
and,
cool.
And I can
yeah.
see that expanding quickly.
Well, in the city guide.
How often are you going to put
it's
that
It's only
out?
A two times a year. So
okay.
It's, yeah, twice a year, but we're really going to be hitting hard on the digital realm of it. So we still are very happy with producing print because they think that's like the starting point. And then it's supported by the digital realm. So there's going to be a lot more things. There's an app that we're going to be building for that, for destination travel and highlighting, you know, points of interest along the way, you know. And we have about four other things right now on the docket that we're working on still, too. A lot of people don't realize, too, but we recently launched Edible. So people know Edible Shasta Butte, which is a, you know, farm-to-field, farm-to-fork, field-to-fork kind of movement magazine.
I knew what you meant.
Yeah. It's, there are almost 100 franchises in North America between the United States and Canada, and we now own the largest franchisee. We are the largest franchisee in North America. We, our territory is, and the magazine is called Edible San Joaquin Valley. So we actually have a magazine that now encompasses the food realm from south of Sacramento all the way to Bakersfield.
And a lot of times people say edibles and they get the wrong idea. In fact, when you said that, I thought,
Well, edibles been around a lot longer than
other edibles.
The other edibles. I mean, you know what I mean as far as that. So, yeah, has some people, I think, when they hear the word, maybe are like, oh, really? You're in a pot magazine? No, this is all this is food. This food, is, farming, small.
Enjoy is something, it's a lifestyle you can bring into your home and not worry.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Three branches serving Shasta County and Tehama Counties, one at 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff, 1845 California Street, right here in downtown Reading, and, of course, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the O'Reilly Shopping Center. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. You know what? Even through all of this craziness, Cornerstone Community Bank continues to move local dreams forward. We do our business with Cornerstone Community Bank. It's a great bank. We'll be right back with Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Empire. When the lights go down in the city and the sun shines on the bay, ooh, I want to be there, yeah, in my
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant, virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
When we're on the mountain, there's lots to be a fear. That's why this here old mountain goes prepared.
You know what? Our guy, you know what? Our producers, they take it as a personal challenge. What are you going to be talking about? Goats. Yeah, see if you can get something on goats. One time I just said cauliflower, and they go, and she just looks at me, and damn if she didn't find a song about cauliflower. Anyway, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. We were talking about the next, we're here with Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store, and with Rhonda Alvey, of course, and James Masada and Carl Lindabad at 35 in the morning here on the 1st of February. And before we get into that, the folks at Enjoy Store are awesome. They do the research and come up with really positive things to do for the community. The artisans they work with and the customers. It is such an awesome place to shop. So much fun to go there. I love the idea of flavored pistachios, very healthy nut, and with those interesting flavor combos will make a great gift.
So well, thank you for your positive input, listener, or chat pack person.
That's the best type of advertising.
Yeah.
Word of
go.
Mouth.
That right there. Now, thank you. On page 53 of this month's edition, just kidding around, and it's vegetation cleanup with the Blue Tent Farm goats. Oh, wow.
See, it's a wonderful thing goats. why God created an animal that'll eat anything.
Anything. and indeed, it'll eat things that'll kill it, too.
Well, that's not good.
Well, no. I mean, that's one of the things when I thought about bringing a goat herd in here years ago to help, you know, clean the vegetation up. And so I talked to a goat herder. He says, well, there's things out there they'll eat. And he named the plants that.
It'll kill it.
He says, so you've got to go before you turn them loose. You've got to go where you're going to have them graze and eradicate that kind of stuff if you can. Otherwise, they'll eat it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't either.
I just see them like on TV eat a tin can and a boob.
Yeah. That's what I thought. They can eat the, you know, those blackberry bushes and all that stuff.
Ugh. Yeah, and poison oak.
Poison oak.
Yeah.
So how'd you get this article?
How did we get it?
No, I mean,
how did you come upon, the whole, people are fascinated with goats, but I think it's wonderful. And I know sometimes you say for a year you have things.
And this is one of those stories that I've wanted to do for a really long time and just couldn't pull the trigger on it. Couldn't find somebody that we could get a hold of. So, and that's been a challenge a lot since COVID too. But
so Melissa Mendoza is the author, or she wrote this article, and she's a lover of airports and road trips and believes in mentoring the service to create communities everyone can enjoy.
That was a perfect thing.
So she wrote this, and this is about vegetation cleanup, Blue Tent Farm goats.
Yes. And this is Tim Arrowsmith is the goat herder, and he sends goats all over Northern California, and then as far as San Diego. So But he started
just
doing
imagine
it.
If we yeah. could allow them to do more work like this.
Oh,
I
my
mean,
goodness.
If you can see here where this picture is taken, I mean, they literally just, like, eat the underbrush down, you know?
Oh, yeah.
What great, I mean, just for weed control and all that stuff, but for fire control.
Well,
And they've had them over on Buena Ventura.
Oh, yeah,
we've
seen them. And, you know, in Quantico at the military base there, and the magazines where they keep all the ammunition and everything, they've got a herd of goats out there. Well, that's all they do is clean up that whole, I don't know, maybe 25, 30 acres.
Uh-huh.
They've got several goats out there keeping right. it cut down.
Well, there's different, obviously, breeds, but it said...
There are so many goat
it
breeds.
It wasn't long before he started crossing his Kikos with Savannahs, a South African meat goat with terrific mothering skills. Quotes, we get very selective on what we're crossing with to get both a meat and grazing goat. He says the herd is now closed with all breeding done within to prevent disease transmissions.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's
just
fascinating.
So he created a goat that actually is a good meat goat and a good mother.
And a good grazer. Yeah.
So.
And he says he sends each herd out with a herdsman and a guard dog. So when you get his goats to clear your
yeah.
property.
And you would need that here.
Absolutely.
And we've also done stories on those dogs that are dogs. Yeah. There's a breeder around here that does those. Big white dogs that protect.
Oh, the Grand Pyrenees.
Yeah, yes. The herds.
And so they'll kill a coyote.
Yeah, and I've seen them when we go out somewhere. I don't remember where it is. And they live in the field with the goats and the sheep. And they're like a parent to them all.
Well, he says in here, I think this is interesting, that they all go through training before being sent out with 500 to 600 goats at a time and their own dogs. It becomes a lost art after a while, Arrowsmith says, of herding. He notes that there used to be a million or so sheep grazing around Tehama County, all with shepherds tending them. The art is lost. It takes a whole new brave person to experience. The experience gets lost really quickly.
Mm.
And again, this is a thing that's from the past that we're bringing back into, doesn't it make sense to do this? It's so efficient and it's old school. Why not?
Right.
Well, you know, and I wonder if, like, I mean, obviously he's talented and knows what he's doing. But, I mean, if you would have to go abroad, because, I mean, there are a lot of countries that this is still a very active part of daily life, to go learn the... You know, the lost art of sheep herding or goat herding.
Well, you remember they went to Spain and in the Pyrenees to take the Basque.
Yeah.
And in Idaho, the Basque community is a very strong community up there, and their whole thing was sheep herding.
Yeah.
And, you know, but, you know, the guy that, when I was talking to him about goats, and he says, well, picture a two-year-old with four legs and lots of energy.
And they're amazing. They have incredible personalities.
Yeah.
My brother and his wife live out on our family ranch in Cottonwood, and they have four kids and little ones, and they have two goats that are like family pets that just roam around the property, and they are hysterical. They have got so much personality, and they're very mischievous and so much fun. And
he says until they stick their head through a hole,
it takes you an hour to get it out.
and then they stick their head right back
he
in.
He said they're like Houdini, though, that they literally can get out of anything.
Oh, jump and climb.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, Linda's loved the little miniature goats.
So you can do yoga with it on your back?
No, I have no idea. I don't even. Maybe there's something that for those people who do that, there. I don't know. A friend of mine that was a songwriter in Nashville and had a farm started one pygmy goat, two pygmy goats. Next thing you know, he had like a herd of little pygmy goats. And he in Nashville in the South, you don't have fences.
Yeah.
So he ended up being the farmer and tending garden to, let's say, three neighboring properties. So these goats were running. It was just so cute. They're so adorable.
Mm-hmm.
And very curious by nature. A long story short, I have a girlfriend who lives down in, you know, Rhonda Culp.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so she has Redding River Retreat. Well, there was a guy down the hill that was getting rid of the vegetation with goats.
Mm-hmm.
And she had baby goats that were kept coming up onto her property. And she thought, oh, aren't they cute? So she... She picks up these goats, and they're just, you know, trying to pick them up and take them back. Well, wouldn't you know that poison oak,
everywhere.
Like, all over her body because she was, like, in the dandruff. She goes, I have got such serious poison oak because they're so cute. They're little babies, you know. I just want to pick a baby up.
My daughter lives on 10 acres in Corning, and she keeps talking about doing this because it's a lot of mowing.
Oh, yeah. I would not. Have a place that had 5 or 6 acres.
Me either.
Unless I had a couple goats or a donkey.
Yes. Yes.
So. Oh, I like donkeys too.
I like donkeys too. Yeah. Okay.
So if we flip to the next page real fast, this is just talking about, you know, obviously one of the great traditions of love, chocolate dipped strawberries. And there's a recipe here for chocolate fondue for two. And you can obviously dip all kinds of things. But why I wanted to talk about the chocolate dipped strawberries is I want to let people know that this year will be the first year where we're going to be working with Nancy Matthews of Chocolate Day Nanette. And we are going to have a limited supply of chocolate dipped strawberries for Valentine's Day. So it'll be first come, first serve, pre-order.
Mm-hmm.
Which that you'll see that starting to come up on social media and stuff like that shortly. And then you will be able to pick up the day before and Valentine's Day from our cold case. So we are going to be offering beautifully hand-dipped chocolate strawberries from Chocolate Day Nanette, who does all of our much of our chocolate in the
store.
She's
wonderful.
Yeah,
gosh.
She's been doing it for 30 – we're going, I think, 37 years.
Yeah.
She's been doing chocolate in town, so – if you have a loved one and you want to shower them, we'll have two sizes, a large tube and a small tube. And I think it's like maybe $12, $15 and then $20 for the large. So, yeah, if you're interested, you can contact us and place a pre-order for pickup.
Okay.
All right.
We're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We're talking about this issue, the 173rd issue, February 2021, and Let Love Grow, Feel It With Your Heart. And these are free magazines. If you just, like, we've got, I don't know, probably 20 issues in our sitting right here.
You can just go to our website and look where we have them all located, and you can just stop in usually any of those locations that's close to you.
Yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is the only place I've had my hair cut in 14 years. You know what? It's going on 14 years here that I've lived
here. Your
hair
looks great.
Did you know that?
Mm.
And you've lived here. Gosh, 16 years. And the it's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call for an appointment, 244-9478. They follow all the rules to keep you safe out there, and it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Enjoy.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey.
from 3 to 6. Don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to writing roots, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
So love me like you do, la la, love me like you do, love me like you do, la la, love me like you do, touch me like you do.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody. It's going to be currently 46 degrees. It looks like we have a little bit of a damp day. 20% chance of showers today with a high of 54 and overnight lows of 44. Rain until Thursday, where we do have some sunny days. And then, of course, Super Bowl weekend. We have Saturday and Sunday. Hey, Rhonda and James, do you have Super Bowl plans?
Nope, just to watch it at home.
Yeah, with the kids. Mm-hmm. Now, do your boys enjoy Super Bowl?
Well, we all do. Just as a matter of if we can all be at home at the same time, mm-hmm. That's our challenge now because, you know, all my boys are working and we're working. So it's total chaos now,
right.
Schedule-wise.
Right. Rhonda?
I was there last year. Well, I wasn't at Super Bowl, but I was in Florida last year for the Super Bowl.
You were watching babies in the hotel.
I was babysitting when my son-in-law was at the game videotaping. He's a videographer.
He works with Super Bowl stuff.
Yeah. Wow. So it's going to be an interesting game.
Yep.
I didn't watch the season, but I did watch the playoffs, and it's just kind of cool to see what's going to be transpiring this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So what's transpiring right now is a lady who has brought forth this vision, collective vision, somebody that you did a story on some time ago with a store that she had in McLeod, you said?
Yes. She still does have the store there.
Okay. But yes. She's moved down the street here from us, downtown Reading.
Yep. She's, I think, right on the backside of Philanthropist, which was formerly known as what's the camera? Crown Camera.
Yeah, Crown Camera. Which so okay.
Yes,
she's got the little purses and stuff hanging out. Oh, okay.
So it's called
bringing that to light. I always thought who that was. Okay.
Collective Vision, changing how we shop with One Heart Collective. So it's the One Heart Collective, and basically, you know, her family lived in Ethiopia, and there is, you know, obviously such beauty and honor and, you know, incredible craftsmanship and artistry in these countries of Africa, but there's also the very dark side of trafficking and, you know, sadness mm-hmm. and sorrow. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, obviously through mission work and stuff, people are trying to help you know, young people that might be without parents or somebody that's been trafficked or widowed or just a lot of people with talent but have no opportunity to use their talent to help themselves pull themselves out of poverty or tragedy. So they've created this great little store where they bring in products from outside the country from people that are trying to better their lives. And they're just really cool, interesting products, and the money or I guess a portion of the proceeds, I'm not really sure, go back to these artisans to help them.
She does pay them, yeah.
Yeah.
She
pays. I just think it's really wonderful. There was a little gallery in Cedarville years ago. Actually, Cedarville, way outside of Cedarville, it was a little gallery, and inside the gallery were items such as these kinds of things, mm-hmm. where when you purchased a bag or an earring or something that was beaded or with some cute little, you know, thing that you could give as a gift, that would go back to that. And I remember how much that touched my heart. So this is wonderful that it's right downtown in Reading. And she says in this article, if we don't shop purposely and are not intentional, there isn't really going to be a positive change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly what I've been saying forever, too.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, so what we're seeing here, and I love this energy that's happening downtown, you guys started with, and then, of course, your magazine talking about, you know, the city guide in local businesses and boutiques and restaurants. That is locally owned right here. It's not the corporate, you know, kind of monstrous thing that you think of that's happening where they're squashing numbers. I mean, they're really putting their heart. And I love in this article about, and you've got to pick up the Enjoy Store, folks. I mean, go to the Enjoy Store and pick up this magazine, because there's some really incredible articles in this one, and including this downtown store.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, not to get off soapbox and try to change the tone of this hour that we spend talking about positive things. But realistically, you know, I'm not trying to be a hypocrite either, because I do it and use it. But I have not seen or had my eyes open so much in the last probably 6 months about our country and how it truly operates behind the scenes. You know, we're also brainwashed to use big box and you know, the Amazons and those types of things. And yes, sometimes that's the only place you can find or get what you're looking for, and I understand that. But we really have to make a conscious effort of what we're doing and how we're spending our money. You know, giving the power to a few is just not the way it needs and should be, you know. And your dollars are what you vote with. So if you are choosing, you know, to hand every penny you have over to some giant corporation.
Amazon. Let's just say it. Jeff Bezos is probably the richest man in the world, and then Musk just took over from him somehow.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, you're spending your money when you could be buying it right here in town.
Yeah. And there's plenty of options in town now.
And what you do is you start with our locals, and if they don't have it, then you roll into the big box stores, but you don't go online for stuff.
Yeah.
Unless you can't find it anywhere, and that's got to be your very last.
Well, and even I mean, it's just, yeah.
Because nothing comes back here. You don't get any taxes. You don't get anything like that. So, I mean, they're not hiring anybody from here.
And these large companies are not, you know, some of them may be very philanthropic and give money back, but it's very controlled in how it's being given back.
And who,
gets it and how it can be spent and what purpose it's designed for, you know, where, you know. A product like, I mean, and I'm not just saying, I'm just using it as an example, like our new product. I mean, literally it is giving back to an individual that's sitting in a house somewhere here in Shasta County versus, you know, God knows where else the money goes somewhere else.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, I mean, for this collective, you know, what she's doing is really, you know, trying to make a difference for people that really need it. I think it's cool. Yeah, so check it out.
I think that's just, thank you so much for sharing that. And we have so many things that we can cover in this magazine, but
Peter Pan, Riverfront.
Yeah, well, it's
what's happening? What is happening with Riverfront? Let's talk about it.
Have you guys been over to see the whole thing?
No.
We've not been inside.
Not yet.
It's really nice.
Even when you drive by, to me, it looks like
it's beautiful.
You look like you're going to get in a line to go somewhere in Disneyland.
Exactly. I love the walk through the sign.
So under Riverfront, the sign. Riverfront's going to be doing a couple of things. Virtual workshop play directed by Kyle Thurman from Kids Unlimited.
Oh, great.
And this is open for open registration for 7 to 20-year-olds. And it's a workshop, and then there will be a virtual play. And then Songs for their new for a New World, or for the New World, we're going to be doing virtually as well, which is a musical. And auditions for that are this weekend, so on Saturday. So and there's
you could become a virtual thespian.
So if you have some singing chops and you want to go and audition, the auditions are Saturday at 10 a.m., 10 to 4, I believe. So.
And so this is for 17 to 20-year-olds, kind of like what he was...
7 to 20.
7 to 20. Seven.
Sorry,
me.
Linda, you missed it by just 1 year.
So this is kind of like the what they did with the Kids Unlimited.
Similar.
Similar,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And I know that he was left L.A. to come back here to head that up, so he's had to reinvent mm-hmm. what that is. So
and they're
is
still going to do Kids Unlimited. Mm-hmm. I believe it's going to be done at... the Reading School of the Art.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is going to be a virtual show, too. So everybody yes. gets to see this. This
mm-hmm.
is cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's it mean by the $250 per student?
And that's, it's a workshop. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I see
and,
what you're
yeah.
saying.
It's affordable.
Okay.
I mean, today, yeah. in today's day, what it would cost if you were to take a private class, it's usually $40 to $50 mm-hmm. per class. So if you think about that you're getting a workshop,
right.
that they've done a bright, nice price point on that.
Yes, and yeah. and Kyle's heading it up, and you know he's high energy. He's
mm-hmm.
awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Last thoughts here, or your final thoughts here, or wrap it up here. I mean, I hate using the word last thoughts.
I
like we're
waiting.
Never going to see you again.
I keep waiting for 2021 to kick in and start turning its face to a more
yes.
happy. Because it's been a real bummer already for our family in 2021
oh.
in January. We've had people die and, you know, all mm. that kind of stuff just been going on. So,
well, it's going to be, it's time. Well, you know what? It's kind of like the meme that you saw that says, I guess I should have read the small print.
Yeah.
For 2021.
Yes.
But you know what? It's going to get better.
I like
I
the
hope
one where
so.
Well, thank
I
you
think
for your
by the
positive.
Spring, by the
positive.
Spring, it's going to be great again,
so
or at least good.
Thank you for keeping your positivity into the community and keep always showing Reading what it really is all about, and that's family, love, and commitment to your community.
Yeah. You guys
Thanks.
Are great. Now, take Timmy with you, because Timmy...
I will.
I'm afraid of Timmy at this point. You know, the other day I saw him going through looking at...